Hi again, everyone. This podcast is on My Father's Kites, a poem written by Alison Joseph. And before you begin listening to the podcast, it would be a good idea to check back with your book and to read through the poem one more time. The first heading on your worksheet is subject matter. Many people have memories of trying to fly a kite when they were younger. And in this poem, the poet Alison Joseph shares her memories of how her father would assemble kites and fly them with her in her challenging urban neighbourhood. When you write about the poem, describe the street where the poet lived and mention how her father launched those kites into the air. You could also refer to the closing stanzas of the poem, in which the poet reflects on the impact of these experiences on her life as an adult and as a writer. The second heading on your worksheet is theme. One key theme in the poem is that of creativity, which clearly is a very important theme for someone who is a poet. In the poem, Joseph connects a line or thread between her creativity now as an adult writer and her childhood memories of her father creating his kites. While Joseph describes how her father made his kites and flew them, the poem also delves deeper as the poet explores how that experience has formed her as a person and as a poet. From line 23 to line 30, the key idea seems to be that, like the kites, the poet is encouraged by her father to fly. That means he wants her to follow her dreams, to be resilient, and to keep trying regardless if you have crashed to the ground several times. As a writer, Joseph is aware that she too can find inspiration in everyday things around her and assemble her ideas together to make a poem that takes flight. Another theme that you might notice in the poem is that of poverty. Look again at the images of the neighbourhood where the poet and her father live. It is a picture of a deprived community, quite possibly the Bronx in New York, where she grew up as a young girl, and where people often felt trapped by poverty to a point that they're almost as immobile as the rusted cars up on the blocks. In this particular poem, the poet seems grateful to have a father who can make flowers bloom even from stony ground. In your worksheet, you may write about either of these themes, or if you prefer, you might want to explore a different theme altogether. You can, of course, focus on your own ideas. Some students, for example, choose the theme of relationships in the poem and focus on what the poem says about the relationship between the poet and her father. The third heading on your worksheet is quote 3. And once again, here you're given the chance to write down any three words or phrases or images even which you think are interesting or which appeal to you. So, for example, you could write about the neighbourhood, you could put in a word or line describing the father's kites, perhaps something to capture the tricky effort of launching the kites into the sky, maybe the reference to the airplanes passing overhead, or what about the image of the father's guiding hand covering his daughter's hand? So, find any three words, phrases or images that you like and briefly explain your choices. The fourth heading is imagery, and Joseph makes excellent use of metaphor in this poem. She has included detailed descriptions of the making and the flying of the kites, which becomes a metaphor for freedom, achievement and escape. All of these ideas, of course, can also apply to the poet and to her family and to others indeed in the deprived neighbourhood in which opportunities to make something of yourself seem to be very limited. Other images in the poem that work as metaphors include the cars rusting on concrete blocks and the overhead planes that zip more privileged people to destinations of their choice. The next heading on your worksheet is language. Do you think the poet used a lot of descriptive language in the poem? Can you find an example or two? You might look for some phrases where the poet uses adjectives, for example, pilfered string, whittled sticks in stanza 1, or what about dented cars in stanza 3? Do you think the poet is using simple language? Think also about the language used towards the end of the poem. Does it become more complex? And could this suggest something about the poet's own life as she gets older? The next heading in your worksheet is form. The poem is an elegy, which is usually a poem that is written to lament the death of a loved one. However, in this poem, Joseph is more nostalgic than tearful, as she remembers and celebrates her father's resourcefulness and his ability to make kites take flight. The poem is made up of 10 stanzas. Each stanza is 3 lines in length, which is called a tercet. The poet also makes use of run-on lines throughout the poem, and this is called enjambment. For example, look at stanza 3. In that stanza, the poet describes how the kite grabs a hold of the wind to sail into sky like nothing in our neighbourhood of dented cars and stolid brick houses could. Why do you think it is appropriate for the poet to use this run-on line technique so often in the poem? Could it have anything to do with the movement of the kite, rising and diving through the sky with the wind? The 7th heading on your worksheet is sound. And the poet doesn't use end rhyme in the poem, but there are many other sound effects to listen out for. For example, can you hear those thin I sounds in line 2? Pilfered string and whittled sticks. Can you remember what this technique is called? It is, of course, called assonance. And in this line, assonance connects the words together or even ties the words together, just as the father tied pieces of string around sticks to make his kites. Or look at the use of alliteration in line 13, where the poet refers to the rusted cars on blocks as being monstrously immobile. Note the way those M sounds are very heavy, grounded sounds, which reinforce the picture of cars without wheels being supported on blocks. You might also note how the poet mixes assonance, alliteration, and sibilance in stanzas 7 and 8, creating almost a kind of tangle of sound to reflect the snaggle of string and the collapse of grocery bags and broken branches after the kites crash to the ground. The 8th heading on your worksheet is tone and mood. Joseph's relationship with her father was sometimes a difficult one, but in this poem, it seems that the memory of flying kites with her father is a very precious one. Look at the word diamonds, for example, in stanza 3. Think of the positive message the poet was left by her father and his makeshift kites. Do you think the experience was a happy one for the poet? On a more personal level, what did you yourself think or feel when you read the poem? From reading the poem, do you think the poet has any regrets, or is it a happy poem? What images or lines give you a sense of happiness? Can you feel the tenderness in the poem between the father and his daughter? And what words or images give you that impression? The final heading on your worksheet is personal response. Reflecting back in the poem, was there something in particular that you liked about this poem? Maybe the poem helps you to recall a happy memory that is personal to you from your own childhood. Perhaps you liked some of the descriptions in the poem about the flying of kites. You might even like the positive message in the poem that we can achieve our dreams, even though at times we may face setbacks and difficulties along the way. Or maybe there was something about the way the poet wrote this poem that appealed to you. The fact that she is a very descriptive writer here. What do you think?